President Donald Trump has recently threatened to remove millions of people in the country illegally. There are laws in New York State that protect undocumented workers on farms. But Steve, what would happen if all illegal migrant labor just left overnight?
An enforcement-only approach when it comes to immigration reform would be devastating on our farms. If you removed all of the undocumented workers who may be on our farms across the state and sent them to their home countries, and there wasn't some kind of pipeline in place for skilled labor that is needed, our farms, it's estimated more than 1,000 farms could close in New York State. You're easily talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in losses here in New York. Nationally, a figure was to the tune of around $60 billion. That's the kind of impact it would have on agriculture. So not only would it hurt our rural economy, but it would greatly affect the ability to feed ourselves in this country.
Some opponents of the green light bill ask, it might help some farmers out, but why can't they just hire legal labor?
Americans and New Yorkers don't want to do the hard work and sometimes the very messy work that it can take to work on a farm. There's a lot of competition. I mean, just when the economy is doing well nationally, our unemployment rate is around 4%. That means, you know, most people are employed, and those positions that are out there are pretty competitive because small businesses and large employers are trying to do all that they can to recruit good people. And it can be very difficult for our farms trying to fill the positions that they have locally. And then that's often why they turn to migrant labor as well, because a lot of these folks who are coming from other countries, they have the skills, they want to do the work. They know that there are good jobs that can, you know, provide them with much better wages, particularly when what they can earn at home. So there's a real need to fill these workers, but it's also very difficult in order for our farms to do that.
And speaking with a few farmers myself, one thing that stood out is several of them talked about the close relationships they've developed with people who maybe they've been in the country for 10 to 15 years illegally, but they've been working for them for that long, and they've developed quite a close personal relationship.
Farmers have a fear that something could happen to their valuable employees. It's not so much farmers fear police themselves. Certainly, it can be a scary experience if you have immigration enforcement stepping foot on your farm. And we work with our farmers to try and help them understand their rights as well as their employees' rights when it comes to these very issues. But at the same time, farmers are also concerned about the well-being of their employees, many of them who may have been on that farm for years. They know their families. They may be considered like family. So the thought of having them pulled from the life that they know, potentially pulled from their spouse or their children, it can be devastating to the farm worker, and in turn can be devastating for the farmer too, who does, you know, have real compassion and concern for the people that they employ.
So at the end of the day, the New York State Farm Bureau, they want to work towards comprehensive immigration reform.
Yes. I mean, our representatives from both parties have been very engaged on this issue. Senator Schumer in 2013 was a part of a Gang of Eight that, you know, came up with a comprehensive immigration reform package that we thought was going to have some legs, but ultimately it died, like all the other bills that have come before Congress over the past two decades in regards to this topic. I know our governor as well as our commissioner of Ag and Markets have discussed this issue with counterparts. You know, we've even New York Farm Bureau, we have met with ICE, you know, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. You know, they have a job to do. We understand that. They're only following the law. But ultimately, we believe that this law needs to be changed, and we need to try and find some kind of resolution to help our farms as well as our farm workers.